Today is December 13th, and it's 2012, and we're up to page number 12 in our handouts. We're in the middle of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We discussed yesterday Kiddush HaChodesh that relates to Hanukkah, the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh that relates to Hanukkah. David, there's another one there, right there. There you go. So we're on page number 12. Because Kiddush HaChodesh was one of the mitzvahs that the Yevanim tried to prevent us from doing, together with Shabbos and Mila. But let's discuss a little bit about the basics of the mitzvah, and then we'll hopefully elaborate a little more on the flavoring behind the mitzvah. So page 12, the first source there is the Rashbam, and really many of the Rishonim, including the next three, the Bechor Shor, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bachya, and a little later on, the Ralbag, they all say the same concept, which is that the mitzvah is Aval Pi She'ein Reish Chodesh L'Mishar Umos, even though Nisan is not a Reish Chodesh for the rest of the nations, but Lachem Yeh Reish Chodeshim. For you it will be Reish Chodeshim. Basically, there's two elements to this mitzvah, and that is Kozer Re'ei V'Kadesh. Like Rashi brings down Neymar Chazal that the Rebbe Yishlam showed him the new moon, and he said, when it's like this, that's when you make the new month, right? That the Bezdin themselves should be the ones to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. And there's also the component here of using Nisan as the first month of the year. And then there's also, we'll see from the Chinuch, there's also the element of being ma'aber shonim, which is to make leap years to ensure that Pesach and Sukkot come out at the right times of year. So he's referring to the fact that we're counting this as our first month. Lachem yeh reish chodeshim, even though for the general world it's not the reish chodesh, because we know the main reish hashanah, right? The main reish chodesh should be on Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't even mention the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah, because by Keseliyam Chagenu, it's covered over. But as far as counting of the months, it should be from Nisan. Now, why did Hashem do that? If in fact the beginning of the year really is Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we call it, Rosh Hashanah, so why did Hashem command us to use Nisan as the first month of the calendar? As it is, we have trouble with the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar, and etc. So why do we need more confusion? And the answer is, there's a very specific purpose. Limnai, Shishi, Shvi, Shmini, Chi, to count all those numbers, which Chodesh it is, out of the 12. And the last few words he says there is, Lachem Zikaron Ki Bo Yatzasa Mimitzrayim. Because that's the month during which we left Mitzrayim. And in fact, the Bechor Shor mentions it also. I have it underlined there. Kedei shetimnu mishas cherus. You should count from the time of cherus. And the Ramban also adds, ki b'chol eis shenazkir ha-chadoshim. Anytime we mention chadoshim, we'll remember the nes of Mitzrayim. It's the first month, the second month, the third month, right? Third month from what? From Nisan, which is the day which we had the Geula. Okay. Says the Chinuch. We're going to skip down to the Chinuch now. Source number 5 there in the same column. Mishrashim mitzvazu. Kedei sheyasu Yisrael mayadei Hashem bizmanon. The Klal Yisrael should make the mayadim of the Ribbono Shel'olam in its time, in its right season. Shehashem Yisbarach tziva la'aseis Pesach bizman she'atvua be'aviv. Hashem asked us to make the Pesach at a time when it's the spring. Make sure that Pesach comes out in the spring while things are just starting to blossom. And Chag HaSukkah should be in the time of harvest. In fact, it's the Chinuch is l'shitasei, because the Chinuch tells us that the mitzvah of Luv Arbaminim is there as a culmination of the harvest season, and we should appreciate everything that we've harvested. And we've taken these plants because they're from the most beautiful ones, so he says. Okay, and he brings down a bunch of psukim. If you skip to the next piece that's underlined, it says, Nimtza, she'ilulei ha'ibur she'onu mashvim bay shnois halavana b'shnois hachama. Besides for the Not besides, without the halachas of Ibur Shana, which is to make leap years, with which we sync the solar calendar with the lunar calendar, and he explains that above in a little greater detail. 365 days in the solar calendar, 354 and a quarter days. Fine. So if not for us adding every once in a while, every couple of years or 3 years, depending, a leap year, it wouldn't synchronize. Well, Yavaya Pesach Bismana Aviv. Pesach would not come out in the springtime. Vasukus Bismana Asif wouldn't come out in the harvest. So that's a chelik of the mitzvah as well. So really we have two basic ideas. Number one, and they're both correct, obviously. Number one, that we should count the months from Nisan, the first of the, that should be the first month. And we should also count, the second thing is we should make Ibur Shana to make sure that the Yamim Tovim come out in the right time, the right season, rather. Now the Svarnai adds a third perspective, which is really exceptionally beautiful. The Svarnai says, Mikan ve'elech yiyu chadoshim shelachem. From now on, from the time of the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazelachem, it's a very interesting expression used by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The months are now yours. What does that mean? L'asayis b'yikir tzayinchem, to do with them as you see fit. Why? Avli b'mei ha-shibud lo'yhoyu yimeichem shalachem. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm now handing over the keys. I'm now giving you back your days. While you were in the shibud, you were subservient to Mitzrayim, your days were not your days. A person that's in jail, whatever it may be, he's a slave. His days are not his own days. The whole purpose was to serve others and to do their will, their bidding. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim, the first thing he did to us, the first thing he said to us is, now this month will be for you, means your days are now yours to do your own free will. And the hope, obviously, is that the free will is we're going to choose to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There you go. And a free person, somebody who is Isaac and Tyre, he's the true. And what's the basic idea behind that is because when people are not Isaac and Tyre, they're following their Yetzirah, they're following their Tivus. They're slaves to their Tivus. I still remember years ago when voicemail first came out. I was a bacher in Lakewood Yeshiva. And basically every time Seder was over, we would go out and we'd check the voicemail to see if we have any voicemails. I was not a very popular guy, so I checked it maybe every couple of days until I got engaged, and I checked it every hour. I still remember walking towards the phone, and a fellow bacher that was there, he said to me, "Oh, you bought yourself a master?" The fact that you signed up for voicemail is a master, because now you're tied to... All right. Anyway, but there's actually a beautiful concept that's very much related to Reish Chodesh, the concept of having your own days. And we spoke about it earlier, that there's a struggle between the Yetzer Hara, etc., right? And Reish Chodesh teaches us that we're in control. We mentioned that the Yetzer Hara is called a Zvuv. He's like a fly, right? So the Chavetz Chaim is to say like this. It says in the Torah, it says in Tehillim, Mi Isha Chavetz Chaim. That's where he gets his name from, in case you didn't know. Who is the one who desires life? Ohev Yomim L'Reis Tov. One who loves days. So the Chavetz Chaim says like this. He says, you know, when you have a general that goes out to battle, each time he comes back from a battle, he gets a medallion, he gets a medal, right, that represents that battle or that accomplishment, whatever it might be. And he walks around with all his accomplishments, with his chest up high, right? Human beings have the choice. Whenever you have a day given to you as a gift from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and every day is a gift and every moment is a gift, every day is a day that you could choose to use in a productive way or in a non-productive way. If you waste it, you don't see it ever again. If you keep it, if you use it properly, you're going to keep that day because you're going to have a medal, so to speak. So you walk around with each day as another medal on you. So when we come up to Shemayim, the Chafetz Chaim says, we're gonna receive back our days to wear with pride, those days that we were productive. And the more productive we are, the more we'll be able to portray those and to wear those days. So he says the pshat in the pasuk, Mio ish echavetz chaim, who loves life? You really love life? Somebody who loves life for what purpose? Just to entertain yourself? You're gone. You're gone. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die. In the tomorrow you're gone. By that time, everything that you partied here in this world is worthless, it's useless, and you don't have it anymore. But if you really love life for what life really is, which is to be able to accomplish, to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to struggle, yes? Ohev Yamim is Lirais Tov, to see in the future, Lirais in the future, to see good from those days in the future. You really love life, you want to prove that you love life, let's see if you're using it in a way that you're actually going to be seeing those days in the future. Will you be able to wear those days? Will you be able to wear those? And how do we make it productive? To struggle with the Yetzer Hara. You know what's fascinating? If you don't mind, if you could pass me that sitter. Yes? It says about Avram Avinu was Zaken Bo Bayomim. Bo Bayomim means he came with his days. You know what that means? He walked around with his days. He had them. He accomplished. He accomplished with every one of his days. He had them with him. Where do we say that pasuk Avram Zaken Bo Bayomim? Anybody know? Besides for in the Chumash. Avram Zaken Bo Bayomim. Yeah, but where do we recite that pasuk as part of davening? Excellent. Here it is. It says, you have a check in the next time. At the end of Halal, it says, on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, some say it. Okay. Why do people say it? I guarantee you, after this Vart, you're going to want to say it every Rosh Chodesh. Ready? What does it say? Vavram Zaken. It says, on Rosh Chodesh, many recite the following verse after Halal. Vavram Zaken Babayom Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. Avram came with his days. What's the pshat? So we know that Rosh Chodesh is what? Rosh Chodesh is a day of what? Kapara, L'chol Tadoisam. That's the day where we get tremendous strength in our struggle against the Yetzer Hara. And if we use it properly, we get a clean slate. We're able to use the new. Now look at this. Listen to this. Oh, you're not gonna regret ever coming to this shir, even just for this vart. Ready for this? The Avram Zaken Ba Bayamim, the first letters of those words. Is the same letters as the word zvuv. What's a zvuv? A fly. Why a fly? Because that's what we're saying. Chazal tell us the Yetzer Hara is daimon lezvuv. You shoo him away and it keeps it coming back. You shoo him away, it keeps it coming back. Or like we said the other pshat the other day, that if you make a little cut, then the fly can come in, but without otherwise not. Avram Zaken Ba Bayomim means he had his days. He came with his days. Why? Because he was able to overcome the struggle with the Yetzer Hara. On a day like Rosh Chodesh, which Chodesh is his chachus, we talked about that yesterday, it's the renewal. You have a kapara on a day like Rosh Chodesh. On that day specifically, on Rosh Chodesh, many recite, including Shloimele, Vavram Zokin, Bo Bayom, Hashem Beras Avram Bakol. We should be zeichet to that. It's a beautiful pshat. Okay. That's right. In honor of Rosh Chodesh. No, we're not. I have plenty more to say. If you have plenty more to hear.
Yeah. What would the letter say?
Vavram Zaken Ba Bayam. The Rashi Teva says Zvuv, which means fly.
Not all the letters. The vav.
Yeah, the vav. Avram Zvuv. Okay, you jumble them. You mumble them. You mix them up again. Scrabble. Yes. Okay. Actually, boggle, not scrabble. Okay, you play boggle. Yes. That's not the discussion. It's a whole different discussion. It's a whole different shear. Okay. Yes. We'll be related to something that we'll see in a moment. Okay. Now, I want to show you a few ideas quickly in the second column here on the bottom. We have from the Noyama Mitzvahs. We have some beautiful, beautiful ideas behind the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh. Number one. It says like this. Again, you don't have to really follow inside to understand these ideas. I'll say it outside, but if you want to follow, you're more than welcome. It says like this. Lanu loinitna inyani olam hazeh. One of the messages of this mitzvah is that olam hazeh was not given to us. Rak mekabel manachnu yedei hashpoah sa'akum. We get some of the hashpoah, some of the influence of the olam hazeh, of the material things that we have in this world, we get from the Goyim. Now, I have to tell you on the side here, I have to be honest with you, I don't understand this. I don't understand it only because There's a famous Ramban. There are other places, sources, which say that the Rebbeinu Shalom deals with us directly, not through the Umayyads. And to the contrary, the bracha in the world comes through us. Maybe in Golos that changes a little bit, but not in Eretz Yisrael. But this is, the mitzvah was even in Eretz Yisrael. It's direct from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's still, so I'm not sure. I still haven't come to terms with this and truly digested this. So hopefully the Rebbeinu Shalom should
be.
Could be. The Rebbeinu Shalom should bench us with understanding of this. But the message is there. If you go down to the second series of underlined lines, he says, "Laharis ki anachnu nivroim ba'olam hazeh rak ke'ever a reach hanoseya al yirid." It's like our situation in this world is similar. It's compared to like a guest who's going to a yirid. He's going to the market. So imagine they travel to a place. You're going to a show. You're going to a conference. You're going to a show, right? People are in business, import, export. You go to a show. While they're there, every minute is so precious. You could be buying, selling, all sorts of things, and you spend so much money to get there and your hotel and everything like that. You think you're going to sit down to a meal for 3-4 hours and waste all that time? On the side, you eat a few crackers and a can of tuna. You open up just to stave off your hunger. But you don't have time to waste during the, what do you call it? So a guy that's passing through, he has something to accomplish. He's got meetings, whatever it is. He's got a very short trip, and every minute is crucial. He's not going to be busy dealing with his food. His entire chefetz is el inyone mischarei for his business. Liknois ascheira, to buy things, because he knows he could be marviach with that. The al tsarche, that's the next underline. Al tsarche achilasei ushdiasei. Through his needs of food and drink, he won't even pay so much attention to it. So is Klal Yisrael. Our main purpose in this world is rak lizchar v'lizgal and yoni anefesh. They try to buy things. What are we buying? We're buying mitzvahs. We're buying days, right? Tayru mitzvahs. Hashem chayenu v'erechemenu. Therefore, v'tzarchi aguf, the thing that we need for our physical necessities, we do. Einam rak hachonel in yonei nefesh. It's only a way to help us, a vehicle by which to get to the olam haba. So that's number one, is by us following the lunar calendar, what's the message? The message is we don't have our own shine. We don't have our own, the physical world is not really what we're about. And therefore we're smaller, we're in this world, we're smaller. The Gamla Rameh is the second thing is by the two there. Just like the moon is much smaller than the sun. The moon, the greater distance it moves away from the chama, from the sun, then it has a greater shine. And it goes closer, it has less of a shine. You know what the message is? The more we connect ourselves and we emulate the ways of the Goyim, the sun representing the larger of the physical beings, which is the entities, which is the rest of the nations of the world, the more that we emulate their ways, the less light we have. Kein anachnu am Yisrael, im izdamim anachnu, miskarvim lakam, if we get closer to the Goyim, to their ways. Ozi savu seinim, I'm not talking about their values that may be what we call Judeo-Christian values. I mean, certain values that they have, if you see it in a guy and you want to emulate it, in the very least, on the surface, if you have nothing and you want to learn from them, it's not the worst thing in the world, right? A Jew is demanded of a Jew much, much more than that. It's a whole different shmuz. But it's not like they don't have anything, but we're talking about the values that are just theirs inherently. Okay, so that's message number two. Message number two is that the sun and the moon represent the Goyim and the Jews, and commensurate with the distance that we place and the Havdalah that we place, Ben Yisrael Amim, that's how much shine we'll have. Number three is Gamba Lirmais Lirameis Kia Adam Tsarch Lahashpil Lahaktenis Atzmai. Person has to minimize himself, just like the moon wanes, yes? So too, that's the way we should be. We should be humble, as the Mishnah says in Avos, Me'oid Me'oid Havei Shval Ruach. We should be very humble. Number four, skip down to the next set of lines. Oid Bo L'Rameis. It's also coming to teach us Ki Tzarech Ha'odom L'Izdameis La'Lavona Asher Deschadesh Ma'alocha B'chol Chodesh. We have to compare ourselves to the moon in that the moon rejuvenates. Yes, it does. In one aspect, it wanes, and that we learn humility from that. But we also learn rejuvenation from the moon. Kein yechadash v'yisakem aisav, so too should a person fix his ways. And by the way, one of the things that the Yevanim were against were that the Jews always have the ability, no matter how dark it is, to rejuvenate. We spoke about that yesterday. Says he, the next set of underlined, Al kein aminig laharim es atzmei ma'at. Therefore, the minig is that during Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaLavana, you have a minig to, when we say the words, Kishem, what do we say? Shani reike kenegdech, as I am dancing in front of you. What do I mean dancing? I'm lifting myself up. There's a minig to lift yourself up. One pshat is because you don't want to make it as if you're not dancing, right? You're saying that you're dancing, but you're not really dancing, right? But the other idea is to lift yourself up as a symbol of rejuvenation. Means you're lifting, you're elevating yourself. Oh, and that's what the Rebbeinu Yishlael meant when he said, "Kozer re'e v'kadesh." Like this, you should see it v'kadesh. What does it mean v'kadesh? Simply meaning it means you should sanctify the new moon. You should make a bracha. That's the simple meaning, which is what we do. He says the pshat, "Kozer re'e v'kadesh." Just like the moon rejuvenates itself, so shall you rejuvenate yourself and sanctify yourself. Kadesh means yourself, not just the new moon, but sanctify yourself. So these are several or many ideas. So I want to share with you another couple of things that are not necessarily on these papers, things that I think are very much related to the concept of Kiddush HaChodesh and so on. You know, when Shaul HaMelech made that mistake with Agag and the Amalekim, etc., so Shmuel said to him very, very piercing words. He said, "V'gam Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker." The Netzach Yisrael, the Eternal One of Yisrael, which is the Rebbeinu Shlom, lo yishaker. He won't say a falsehood. He won't go back on his word. So the Malbim says there, a beautiful thing, the Radak rather. He says that this is going on Malchus Beis David. The Rebbeinu Shlom already guaranteed David HaMelech that he would become, or at least from his family, from the family of Yehuda. Where do we know that from? Very much related to Hanukkah. There's a famous Ramban. Ramban says the reason why the Chashmonaim became extinct. It says this in Vayechi. Don't ask me to show you where it is. It says in Vayechi, the Ramban says a fascinating thing. He says the reason why you don't find the Chashmonaim anymore, they're extinct. Why? Because they should have given back the rulership. They did their job. They beat him out. But they shouldn't have held the royal office for themselves, because the bracha of Yaakov Avinu was La Yosur Shevet Miyuhuda. The scepter shall not pass from Yehuda. It was temporarily certain times when we needed to, like by Shoal, etc. But Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, says the Radak, was that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave a bracha through Yaakov to the Shevet Yehuda that they would have the kingship, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom had to take it away from Shoal. It wasn't just the fact. It was Vigam Netzach Yisrael Yishaker. So the Sefer HaTaidah says an unbelievable thing. He says, and when he speaks about Kiddush HaChodesh, the bracha that we make in the Birchas HaLevana, he says there the moon. How does the moon? What's the moon's cycle? 15 days, it gets smaller, and then 15 days it gets bigger. You know what the 15 days it gets bigger? 15 days it gets bigger is the 15 generations that were in the Malchus Beis David in the Davidic dynasty so far. And then it waned, it disappeared, right? What's the message of the moon? The same way the moon rejuvenates, so too Malchus Beis David will rejuvenate. Just because you don't see it, it means the moon's not there. It's there, it just comes back. And that's why we say the words, ready? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. When we say Kiddush Levana, we say the words. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, isn't that beautiful? Okay, unbelievable. So I'll share with you something even more unbelievable. In last week's Parsha, There's Peretz and Zarech. Anybody that has to leave should please don't refrain. I won't be embarrassed. I won't be okay. So Peretz and Zarech were born. If you look carefully, says the Ramban, the name Zarech is like Vizarech Hashemesh. The Shemesh shines. They were Teumim. They were twins, but so were the two luminaries in the world. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Peretz and Zarech. Zarech was the bigger one, the bigger shine. He was coming out first. And what happened? Peretz came and he broke out. Ma paratzta lecha Peretz. So we know from Chazal that Peretz is a symbol of Why was he called Paretz? Because he was the ancestor of Malchus Beis David. And the halacha is, you look in the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin and elsewhere, Melech Pireids Geder. He breaks through a Geder. It's the symbol of kingship is, of royalty is, that he could do whatever he wants, symbolically, right? He needs a path to go through. He could push through and he could annex that place if he wants. That's the symbol of, you know, by the Chassidim, they treat their Rebbe as a king, right? When the Rebbe, I was on side of Tish, I couldn't believe I saw it, and the Rebbe looks this way, they all bend down so that he could see beyond them. That's Malchus. Melech Peretz Geder. He breaks through whatever he wants. Symbolically, that's what a king is, yes? That's the honor of a nation. It's the honor of the king. Fine. Peretz is the ancestor of Malchus Beis David. It also is related to the moon because David HaMelech, we said, the Davidic dynasty will disappear. So it would seem as if he's disappearing, but really it's going to rejuvenate. And one of the characteristics of the moon is what? Sometimes you don't see the light because it's very cloudy. As soon as the clouds, it breaks through the clouds and shines through. So says the.
So does the sun.
What?
So does the sun.
Sun breaks through, not as much. You see it much more with the. Al shem alavona hanefretzes le'itim v'nivnes le'itim. Okay. Sometimes nefretzes, he's learning. Piritzes means it's breaking down. It's breaking down and making bigger, not breaking through the clouds. So as far as breaking through the clouds, you might be right. He's referring to it dissipates, it gets smaller, and it waxes and wanes. So it's a beautiful thing. That's why he says, that's what we say by Kiddush HaChodesh, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Okay. So I want to share with you, we just have a couple more minutes. Can we do a couple more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. We mentioned the Smas Emes yesterday about the Yevonim. And one of the ideas that we mentioned, one of the themes that we mentioned, is that a person loses his kayach of his chachos, of becoming renewed. And that's really one of the things that we derive from Hanukkah, the ability that's dark, that's why we said it bridges the month, etc. That's what the Yevonim couldn't be saival, they couldn't bear. They couldn't bear that we have the ability. Here we are, a nation, there we're subservient to them. There are captors, or they're controlling us, and what? They're going to disappear, and we're going to break through and become it again. They couldn't fathom that. And that's really the theme of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, that we may be the smallest. Lo mirub chemikol amim. We may be the smallest of the nations, and maybe even very often the weakest. Look at the Holocaust. Look at how, you know, look at today, what's going on. Shibin shivim zevim. Look at the 1 billion Arabs around there and a few million Jews. It's a joke, yeah? And yet still, because this is our kayach, this is our theme, the hischachos that we get from where? From the Torah. Without the Torah, we don't have the ability to withstand that. Now, it's just interesting that the first mitzvah that the Rebbein Shalom gave us was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It relates to time. We mentioned... Bereshis bara Elokim. I don't remember where I mentioned this recently. The Vilna Gaon says this pshat, and the Siddur it's found. Bereshis bara Elokim. Bereshis means in the beginning. The Rebbein Shalom first created time. Bereshis means that which gives order, sequence, right? Bereshis in the beginning is first the Rebbein Shalom had to create time, and then he was able to create everything else because nothing, the way scientifically, the way things are composed, nothing would be able, without time, everything would cease to exist. Without getting into the details, I'm not a scientist, I'm sure you guys know better than I do, but that's what he says, first he created time. It's interesting that in the creation of a human being, of the nation of Klal Yisrael, creation of the human being, first there was time, then the Rebbein Shalom was created the world. When he created us as a people also, he first handed over the keys of time to us. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the Hischachos, the ability to change things, is given into you. And by the way, we don't have time for it now, but there's a very much related to physical changes in the world based on what we say about time. There's just a quick example. Chazal tell us that a girl before a certain age, before three or after three, depending on if she's before three or after three, she could have certain physical changes. And based on the decisions of Chazal, when they decide to make the new year, those physical changes will or will not happen. Very interesting. So it really has an effect on our on our physical world as well. I just want to end off with something that that Reb Tzadik says. Beautiful, beautiful thought, which is beautiful, perfect for this time. The Yevonim, one of the reasons why they chose Chodesh Shabbos and Milah is because these mitzvahs show us that we're in control and we're of a higher moral level than the rest of the world. And they couldn't bear that. We're a higher level, right? So, and for us to say that we are the purpose of the whole creation of the world is also something they couldn't bear. We say Bereishis Bishvil Yisroel, we spoke about this, yes? So Shabbos and Milah certainly is that way. We complete ourselves with the Milah, we spoke about that at length. Shabbos is 6 days, and then Hashem rested, the whole purpose of the world, that we understand very, very clearly. But the idea of giving over to Klal Yisrael the keys, so to speak, as we mentioned, to time, that was way too much for them to bear. That's why they chose this mitzvah of all mitzvahs, is to say you guys are in charge so much so that your Torah and your learning, etc., should be able to change things. That they couldn't bear. And therefore, he says, we find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam changes things in the world based on us. How do we see that? He changes times. He changes seasons based on us. How do we see that? We were in Mitzrayim. We were supposed to be there for 400 years. Hashem just adjusted that because we needed to for our spiritual well-being. And he made it into 210 by way of he adjusted things for our purpose. And that's what happened in Mitzrayim. And that was a key component of the Shibud redemption of Mitzrayim. He says, therefore, for the purpose of Mashiach, it's the same thing. It says in the Gemara that the world is 6,000 years. We need an adjustment. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we can't bear this anymore. It's supposed to be 400 years. You made it into 210. You changed the time for us. We need the same thing, the same way we had it in Mitzrayim, that you adjusted it. We've borne so much difficulty and challenge in this world. We need Mashiach B'karev. Today, there's no greater time that we need it than ever before. And therefore, we say, and we'll end with this, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, what did we say just this past Shabbos? Mi she'asa nisim l'avoseinu, he who did nisim for our forefathers, v'gol oisa me'avdus l'cheres, and redeemed us from slavery to freedom. Who's that? When was that? In Mitzrayim. He adjusted zman for us, and then he gave time into our hands. Hu yigal eisanu b'karayv. He should make that same adjustment now and redeem us not at the end of 6,000 years. Be'ita in its time, but rather achishena, it should happen now, it should happen b'karev, we should be zeicha, to a lichtige Chanukah. This is the time we can appreciate that we have the ability to rejuvenate, we should take advantage of it. I wish everybody a freilich Chanukah and a good Shabbos.